KGO 810. This is the Trex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. That's right. Go Cubbies. I mean, my God. after 14 years in Chicago and almost in 2003 until the Bartman incident, and the fact that, you know, we have no Giants and we have no A's, got to root for the Cubbies. So go Chicago. All right. Let's move on. And we are talking about tonight's CNN Democratic debate, which was heard live here on KGO, and there really weren't any surprises. It was full of substance, if you can believe that. As a matter of fact, the clip of the night, and I think this will play out tomorrow, was Bernie Sanders talking about the emails. And do we have that? Cut three. Okay, we're going to try to figure it out here, coming up in a little bit, and we'll play it for you. But I think that was it. I mean, you know, that was, and there were many standout moments on the debate and the stage tonight. But I think that you'll hear, as we've been discussing, Sanders and Clinton. Clinton didn't screw up. Bernie Sanders, I would say, ran with it. Chafee did a good job. O'Malley, all right. Jim Webb is probably going to be the first guy to drop. What are your thoughts? 808-0810. And I want to say good evening to our next guest. It's our favorite Blacktivist and Black by popular demand. It's Lisa Durden.
You're Black by popular demand.
That's right, Black by
popular
demand.
Because
you're standing
next to her.
Right on. Oh, my
goodness. Well, you would be Black by popular demand if we were trying to catch a cat.
I know, right?
Luckily,
because I'd be standing by you, and then I'd be Black by popular demand.
Luckily, that's not the case for this evening. You're fine.
I have to ask you, and by the way, thank you for joining me. I always love when you're on the show, Lisa Durden. And I have to say, I thought it was odd, and I was saying to Heather and our intern, Brian, you know, there's one weird feeling I get in my stomach when I'm watching the Democratic presidential debate tonight, and we've got a woman up there. That's diverse. But what bothers me is you look at the Republicans, and they've got more diversity by far on their stage than we do, than our side. They have a Black guy. They have a Hispanic. They have a guy of Indian descent. They have a woman. We had Lily White.
Yeah, that was pretty much a blackout.
Right, kaboom. You nailed it. Hashtag blackout.
Yeah, where were you when the lights went out at the Democratic debate? That was an old phone back in the 70s. But you weren't born then. I might have been 10. But, yeah, I wasn't surprised, but I will say this. It's going to whittle down to white America when it comes down to the last two candidates. So we will not be seeing Ben Carson on the campaign trail when it comes right down to it. So
no,
you're gonna
that's probably a good thing.
You're going to have two white people, one white Republican and one white Democrat running for the presidential office.
So what was your spin? I mean, we could go to Black Lives Matter. They touched on it.
We could.
Yes,
we
go
could.
Ahead. Let's go there.
I got to tell you. Wow.
And then
Hillary.
All lives matter, yes.
No. Hillary Clinton. Answer the question, Hillary. Hello, Hillary?
No, she
Are
didn't
you there?
Want to.
Answer the question. She never said which one she prefers. She talked all around it. She never said anything about whether she feels I'm into Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter. She you know, ran around in circles. She was chasing her tail, and you had no clue where she stood. Well, I got to tell you, Lisa likes to know where she stands with her politicians, and that Bernie Sanders came out swinging. He said from the top, I like Black Lives Matter, and he went into the reasons why. Bop, 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 bop. That was huge for me.
Perfect.
I'm not going to say for sure that I'm going to vote for the man. I have to watch more debates and follow the campaign closely. However, this was strong for the first Democratic debate.
Yeah,
very
I thought
strong.
So, too. And yeah. You could hear his New England accent. Black Lives yes. Matter. And all you have to do is get in a car, and then you'll know.
And what he followed up with was something he said early on when he did his opening statement, which was talking about how You know, we're filling our jails with black men and, you know, things like that. So it wasn't something that was really campy and mocked and packaged. It seemed to be very sincere, coming from a place that he feels is a real issue, not something that, to me, appeared to be written by one of his handlers. So he
It was genuine.
Made the connection, right, made the connection to not just some, you know, black lives mattering when it comes to cops killing us, but the bigger picture. The bigger picture is not only are we being murdered in the streets, we're being thrown in prison, you know, three or four times the rate of our white counterparts for even smaller crimes, and he discussed those issues. So it's not just about murdering black people, it's about our entire life, the life of black people. Mm-hmm. So I felt like he got it, and I was shocked. I'm like, oh, he's an old dude that gets it. So I felt differently about him after this debate, actually.
Okay, let's take some calls here. 808-0810, your input on as to what you thought of tonight's Democratic debate. Who won, who lost, who's in, who's out, and what are you thinking? 808-0810. We go to Paul in Pleasanton. Thank you for holding. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Yes, first of all, I want to say I thought it was a very good debate. The interesting points that you've touched on dealing with specific questions, I think in some cases were kind of a truth, a truth serum test on some of the candidates, because if you look at the range of questions with regards to legalizing marijuana, looking at the immigration thing as far as free health care and free schooling and whatnot, you look at situations where they're being put on the spot to have to actually make a commitment. And in some cases, you'd see certain people weren't. But at the same time, I think at the very end, you could definitely detect there was a high degree of choreograph, which was not a bad thing. And I will say it's a very smart thing, because I think the Republicans have a great propensity to just say stupid stuff at all the times that they have a chance not to. But in this particular case, they seem to kill each other with kindness, such that there was never really a negative point put. And at the same time, at the very end, they all focused on not giving Trump any highlights, and at the same time focusing on what are the key issues. So I think they did a great job. In spite of the fact, I'm probably Republican.
All right.
Well, you know, I think...
Thank you very much, Paul.
I don't think it was that they were killing each other with kindness. I think that, surprisingly and refreshingly, there was substance going on. So unlike the Republican debate, the Democratic debate was pretty much a snoozer. It wasn't entertaining, but it was very presidential, which is what I want to see in my presidential candidates. When you watch it was just a dog fight, a cat fight, you know, scratching each other's eyeballs out when you saw the Republican debates, both of them. The second one, not as much, but I liked that that didn't go on. So it wasn't as much of a, love fest. It was more of substance, and I want substance. What are you going to do when you become the president? What are your policies? What do you believe in? How are you going to fix these issues? Education, health care, crime, the living wage, and blah blah blah. So I thought it was perfectly fine.
I think that our last caller, Paul, made a great point, which is somewhat choreographed, and it was somewhat of a delicate dance. But we did get substance, as you're talking about, Lisa.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the socialist word, and that's what Bernie is, he wasn't afraid to say it. So we know where he stands. We know what he stands for. He wants to... several things. He wants to even out the income inequality field. I mean, he wants everybody to have universal health care. He wants for everyone's college education to be paid for. And he flat out will go ahead and tell you he's all for paid family leave. And by the way, Hillary jumps on that train. But it was laid out. So I don't think there's any doubt what these people stand for.
I must say, you know, Bernie's passion was on fleek, as they say. And one of the things I thought he said that was fantastic was, and I quote, "Congress doesn't regulate Wall Street.
Yes.
Wall Street regulates Congress." That was some real talk. Yeah. And he said it like he meant it. And we know, wink, wink, that's the truth. So he's putting everybody on blast. And nobody on that panel tonight was touching the top 2%. He was ripping them. He was exposing them. He was kicking their backs in from every angle, talking about Wall Street and the banks and the
said big banks have to, they've gone too far, got to break the big three up, which I thought very interesting. And then Hillary tried to backtrack saying, you know, send the bank executives to jail.
Really, Hillary?
Hillary did say we need to keep capitalism in check sometimes.
Yes.
I really thought, you know, totally substantive debate, and far from being a snooze fest, there were a lot of real woot woot moments, and you saw that audience really applaud. And I forget which line they got a standing O on, but they did get it at least once. I mean, it was pretty exciting, I thought.
8080810.
No, I mean, when I say snooze fest, I mean in terms of shenanigans. It wasn't.
Gotcha.
The big soundbite of the night is picking
on women, you know, with their hair and you know the catfighting. But as compared,
like a Trump thing. Yeah,
we'll play that for you. So we have somebody that, let me see, Allie in Oakland. As a black person, he doesn't see anything about black people. All right, I've got to take a break here, but hang on. We'll be back with Lisa Durden and your calls at 808-0810 on the Drex Radio Show on KGO-810.
The Drex Radio Show on KGO-810.
We're talking about the debate, the Democratic debate that was live and local right here on KGO and then seen nationally on CNN tonight. Lisa Durden is our guest, and let's take a phone call. We go to Allie in Oakland, and you can call 808-0810. If you're on hold, we'll get to you in a second. Let's talk to Allie. Yes, go ahead. You're on.
Hey, Allie.
Good evening to both of you. One thing I would like to suggest, black folks need probably an independent party because the Republicans never even mention black folks. They don't even, they're not going to give us anything. Democrats take us for granted.
Right.
How so?
There's not a lot about Israel that I admire, but they have a coalition government. They got to give everybody something. We don't get anything. Black people got behind Clinton. One of the first things he did was throw Lonnie Guinier, the only true progressive black person he had in his cabinet, threw her under the bus. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but.
Lisa,
who was she?
I don't recall the name.
Back at that time, the Clintons threw few people under the bus. It wasn't just Lonnie Guinier. I won't name names because I don't want my phones tapped.
Oh, you're so funny, Lisa. No, the NSA's out. Yes,
Lonnie Guinier, got it.
Bernie made it very clear. They'll stop spying.
If you look back on the years of the Clintons, political years, you'll see a lot of that. So that's not surprising.
You know,
because if you go back to the presidential campaign between, well, when Hillary was going against President Obama before he became president, obviously, she said so many nasty, dirty things during that campaign, shy of the N-word. I was surprised when the smoke cleared and he was the nominee that he, after he won, hired her. This goes to tell you that when people kick each other's backs in politics, it means nothing. This is part of the job. They get back in bed with each other. So really, none of that means anything.
All right, let's take another call here. We have Troy. Good evening, Troy. You want to comment on Hillary? You're on KGO.
Thank you for taking my call. I was going to say that as a successful Iranian-American, I took offense at Hillary's response and Anderson Cooper's question that who your enemies are and you're proud of it.
Yes.
And she was the only candidate who said Iranians. And she didn't specify. She didn't say Iranian hardliners or Iranian mullahs or Iranian regime. She said Iranians, as if 80 million Iranians are American enemy, which is absolutely absurd.
Right, but you didn't really take it that way, did you?
Well, she should have specified as a presidential candidate, rather, with 1 million Iranian Americans living in the U.S., most of them being successful taxpayers. You know, they are becoming a big block of voters as well. You know, you don't offend your supporters.
You don't offend a group of people because location that might be a little bit different than the people. Because Iran is over in Iran, it doesn't mean Iranians here feel the same way as the dogmatic individuals who are there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Muslims. My father is a Muslim. I'm not a Muslim. But I grew up in the Muslim culture as a child. So when a person says, if a person would have said, I hate Muslims, then my father's cool. He's not somebody that's going to put a top bomb to his back and throw himself through a window and blow up the place and do that kind of thing. So it's along the lines of that. I agree with the caller 110%.
Yeah.
The same line.
Do you know, did you hear that she also lumped Republicans into favorite?
That's a disaster.
Right? Fox is going to have a field day with that tomorrow.
That would be their go-to. Yes.
But what it means is that she can't reach across the aisle and work with them, which would be
in
an issue
cabinet,
for any
you
president.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, she was saying that she had bipartisan support when it came to, lowering our prison population. I thought that was interesting. She was jumping up and down. You know, Bernie was like, yeah, we got to let some of these people out. And it goes back to what you were talking about, the lack of taking a look at that whole crime issue. And that was her saying, well, I have bipartisan support here that we need to let people out of jail and stop locking people up, as you were, talking about earlier, Lisa.
Right, exactly. So he was but I think Bernie Sanders was very definitive about that, and I felt that he had a clear plan for how that is going to get done. I mean, none of these subjects and these issues are new. You know, the war and Iran and Iraq and ISIS and education and health care and all of those things are old. And whenever we have these debates every 4 years, I look for, what are you going to do to fix it and prevent something from happening going forward? And I just really don't see that with anybody. Bernie Sanders, to me, came the closest to something like that, but none of them ever want to hang their hat on that, because obviously when you get in office, you can't do that. You have special interest groups you have to kowtow to.
Oh, yes, so you got to play politics,
Of course.
Yeah, 808-0810 is the number, 808-0810. We're talking about the Democratic debate and in, out, up, down, who lands where. Eric, thank you for holding in Mariposa. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Yeah, good evening. First of all, I'd like to thank KGO for having a strong enough signal to reach us folks up here in the foothills.
Right on. Our compliments.
Woohoo!
And some of the comments of their guests and the other speakers, callers, I think Hillary, with her answer regarding marijuana that she never has smoked it, I kind of thought maybe she took a couple of puffs before she came onto the panel today.
I was hoping she had a few drinks to loosen up.
Were a little bit far-fetched. But Bernie Sanders, he was good, but I just can't see people voting for a conscientious objector for commander-in-chief.
Wow, I'm so glad you brought that up. Yes.
That.
Can he be the commander-in-chief after he was an objector? And, how's that going to work out?
Well, I like that he was a conscientious objector because I don't believe in war. And so,
well, a lot of people don't. They service the government in different ways rather than being a conscientious objector. You know, they can be a cook, they can be Rosie the Riveter.
Well, you can be George Bush, George W. Bush. Yes, the way he behaved. Right, 808-0810. Thank you very much, Eric. And by the way, I love this. Let's talk about the vets. Where does each candidate stand with the Veterans Administration? It was something that needs to be addressed. And, as far as the conscientious objector status, I'm not sure that, and this as time goes by, Bernie Sanders, his base is the young youth vote. I'm not sure they're going to, it really matters to them.
Yeah, that's ancient history to them.
Ancient history.
What were you saying? I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you were saying.
I gotta take a break, but we'll be back.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Okay. I got to go to the newsroom, and we'll be back with your calls. 808-0810 is the number. You're listening.